A Southeast Washington woman has been arrested after authorities say she brutally beat her puppy, a Yorkshire Terrier. In recent years, violence against animals is being seen in the same light as violence against humans. It's a tough topic, but we're going to tackle it today with veterinarian Dr. Katie Nelson, who joins us live in the studio. Katie, let's talk a little bit about this issue. Caseworkers investigating cruelty against animals are now digging even deeper into assaults because there are some tendencies that we see in animal abusers that go deeper than even the animals.
Yeah, I mean, used to this was, you know, oh, boys will be boys, or it was just a cat or just a frog or whatever they start on. Mm-hmm. But now we know that there is a 100% link with animal abuse to child abuse, to elder abuse, to domestic abuse, and other crimes. So animal abuse is basically sort of a starting point in a lot of situations, and there's tons of research to back this. There's actually a great nonprofit organization called the National Link Coalition that there's a lot of information on their website about this as well. But, you know, it is sort of a gateway crime, if you will. You know, the lady that was arrested here in D.C., she actually had a felony in her past as well. So it happens. And this is not just something that it's just a dog. I mean, it takes a very demented heart to be able to and mind to be able to do what this lady did to this dog over a year's time.
And it's one of the reasons why you have to step in immediately when you see mm-hmm. kids doing something cruel to animals and mm-hmm. laughing about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's also a pattern to this. You know, children who are exposed to animal abuse tend to get sort of just desensitized to it. And it becomes what they just see as the norm. You know, children who grow up in dogfighting environments and things like this. I mean, it becomes the norm to them. And when this is something that doesn't register in your brain as something that is horrific and terrible and shouldn't be happening, then there's a problem there. You know, these are innocent creatures. This little dog this week was a 6.5-pound dog that had 11 spinal fractures and many other fractures.
Oh my God.
All in different states of healing. So this had been going on for a long time. And, you know, Washington Humane Society got a report. They went out and investigated it and they made the arrest. But that it takes that report first and foremost for that to happen.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what is the step that someone should take mm-hmm. if they suspect there is animal abuse going on around them?
Yeah, and let me point out too, it's not just abuse. It's not just this, you know, beating a dog
neglect.
Or a cat or whatever. Neglect is considered, you know, every bit as much of
sure.
abuse
yeah.
as well. So if you're seeing this, contact your local animal control agency. In the District of Columbia, it is Washington Humane Society. In your county or wherever, just look it up. Mm-hmm. Call animal control and make the report, because if you don't say something, then no one can know that this is happening, and it's going to continue to happen.
Are animal abuse laws that are on the books now tough enough to be a deterrent?
Absolutely not. For the most part, most people that are accused or are convicted of animal abuse don't even serve time. There are fines. You can get restricted from having pets for a couple of years. But for the most part, most people don't even serve time. And at most, they might get 6 months if it's egregious, abuse. So this is something that, you know, the Humane Society of the United States, ASPCA, and lots of other organizations are working really hard on to change this. And, you know, we've got an entire show about it this week on my show, The Pet Show with Dr. Katie on News Channel 8. We have a man named Stephen Baldwin, who came in from Animal Cruelty Task Force of Ohio. We have a former MMA fighter named Gordon Shell. We have a Baltimore police officer on the show, Kelly Steinhorn. Plus, we have Washington Humane Society talking about this as well. And, I mean, we really try to get in depth with this and define this link, because there really is so much more to it than just, you know, oh, he kicked his puppy because he peed on the floor. There's
right.
a lot more to it.
Very important information, Katie. Thanks for sharing it with
Thanks,
us.
Guys.
Dr. Katie Nelson here on WTOP.